insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويوم يحشرهم وما يعبدون من دون الله فيقول أأنتم أضللتم عبادي هؤلاء
And mention the day he will gather them and that which they worship besides Allah, and will say, Did you mislead these, my servants, or did they themselves stray from the way? They will say, Exalted are you. It was not for us to take besides you any allies, but you provided comforts for them and their fathers until they forgot the message and became a people ruined.
The 17th verse of the chapter says, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَقُولُ أَأَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاءِ أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّ السَّبِيلِ And remember the day he will muster them, and that which they worship instead of Allah, and he shall say, Was it you who misled these my servants, or did they themselves go astray from the way? This verse, dear listeners, is talking about the pagans and their deities that will be put to question in the resurrection. As you have been with us, the previous verses talked about the fate of the believers and the pagans in hereafter, and also the rewards of the believers and the punishments of the pagans. The 17th and also 18th verse continue this subject in another way. The question that Almighty Allah asks pagans' deities in the resurrection And their answer to this question are mentioned here as warning. But in the 17th verse, only the question is mentioned. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Remember the day he will muster them and that which they worship instead of Allah. فَيَقُولْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِ هَؤُلَاءِ. And he shall say, was it you who misled these my servants? أَمْ هُمْ ضَلُّ السَّبِيلِ. Or did they themselves go astray from the path? Regarding the beginning part of the verse, in the Holy Quran, there are different occasions that the verses talk about misleading and being misled by some other people. For example, one of them is not having a good friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ. The Holy Quran says that in the hereafter, some people will claim that our friends have misguided us. Some others will mention in the day of resurrection that their own selves, that their own souls and lusts have misguided them. وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْحَوَى فَيُذِلَّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You should not follow your own selves' orders because they will misguide you from the path of Almighty Allah. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Also, the Holy Quran mentions that sometimes the learned and knowledgeable people will misguide and mislead you if they are deviant. About them, the Holy Quran says, يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They write some information from their own, and they say this has come from the Almighty Allah. This has been sent down by the Almighty Allah. And also, the most obvious one, Satan himself. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ, the Holy Quran says. Anyway, since the origination of these misguidings and misleadings are different, the Holy Quran asks this question. أَأَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء. You may remember in the previous programs, we talked about why the Almighty Allah asks different questions in the verses of the Holy Quran. Sometimes the incentive behind questioning is for understanding. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, the Holy Quran says. But sometimes it is for mere reproach. أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله. The Almighty Allah to reproach the followers of Jesus عليه السلام, asks him that were you the one who told the people to follow you and your mother as other deities and other gods? In this case, The addressee was the Prophet, it was Jesus, but it was for reproaching of the others. And sometimes the question is asked from the same person who has done something wrong. In this case, أَمْهُمْ ضَلُّ السَّبِيلِ, the Holy Quran says. Or they themselves went astray from the way. Brothers and sisters, there are some points to be mentioned regarding the 17th verse of the chapter that we will inshallah discuss in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.